the lobby of the Legislative Office Building is a popular venue for press conferences and rallies. On Tuesday, animals of all kinds mingled with lawmakers and advocates. Senator James Tedisco, a Republican from Glenville, who was one of the original sponsors of Animal Advocacy Day, said the event is now in its eighth year.
If we don't protect the least of our creatures, we're not going to be protecting our daughters, our mothers, our brothers, our sons. And that's why this is an important day. But it's a good day because we put our swords down and we say, let's stand up for safety for all of the family of New York.
Tedisco said the Senate was set to pass 9 animal rights bills. Those invited to speak were well-known animal lovers, like local meteorologist Steve Caparizzo, who emceed the event. Also in attendance were those who lost their companion animals to violence. Town of Florida resident Denise Crone's home was burglarized in February 2016. Crone came home to find that her 2 dogs, Kirby and Quickly, had been killed. Now she is advocating for the passage of a bill named after her animals. It would make it a felony to harm pets during the commission of another felony. Over the past 2 years, Crone says she has communicated with pet owners across the country who have gone through a similar situation. Just last week, she spoke with a woman from California.
A woman came home into her house at 5:30 in the afternoon. She walked in, her house had been burglarized, and her dog murdered. Exactly the same thing that happened to me in New York State happened a week ago in California. I connected with them, and so now we actually have some support going. I'm supporting them through what they're going through. They're devastated. They're going through exactly what I went through, but then eventually I'll talk to them about doing some advocacy to get a better bill out there.
Democratic Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara of Rotterdam was also there, holding his 3-pound family dog, a teacup Yorkie named Muffy.
New York can do better with these laws. I'm the sponsor of several of those bills, and we hope to talk about those pieces of legislation here today. But it's also about all the support services that you see here.
Several dozen animal support organizations were lined up inside the LOB. Beth Mallett and Kristen Stucker of Little Brook Farm in Old Chatham were joined by Fritz, a miniature horse.
We can talk about animals all day and not have an animal, but then we bring in an actual pony, well, miniature horse, and it really, like, sets in stone that these are living creatures, and they deserve to be, like, I don't know, live out their life without worrying about anything.
And to raise awareness for ending horse slaughter, because he would have gone to slaughter as a young horse, and now he's 17 years old, and now he's obviously a great horse.
One piece of legislation would make it unlawful to slaughter a horse or to sell, transport, purchase, possess, or give away a horse to be slaughtered for human consumption. Another would create the Responsible Retirement of Racehorses Fund, which would provide resources to give retired racehorses homes and prevent slaughter. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.